Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Nou gaan ons kyk na die formule waarmee die die regering se pensioenfonds se verhogings bereken word. Nou die pensioene verlede van die staatsdiens se fonds het op 1 April met 2,9% gestyg. En ons het al tevore oor die verhoging gepraat, maar oor die afgelope paar weke het ek weer met verskeie mense gesels, lede van die pensioenfonds en ook ander organisasies en hulle sê die regte formule is dalk nie gebruik om die verhoging te betaal nie of te bepaal nie. Nou volgens die reëls mag die verhoging nie minder wees as 75% van die voorafgaande jaar se inflasiekoers nie. Maar die probleem is nou watter inflasiekoers gebruik word. Die GEPF het in November het die formule gebruik dat in November se jaar op jaar inflasiekoers gebruik is en dit is basies die inflasiekoers wat in November geheers het teenoor November 2023 en daai koers was 2,9% en die trustees het toe die volle 2,9% verhoging toegestaan aan lede. Maar daar is verskeie organisaties wat sê dat die GEPF moes die gemiddelde inflasiekoers vir die hele jaar gebruik het en nie net November se nie. Nou die gemiddelde inflasiekoers vir die jaar was 4,5% en as die 75% reël toegepas word, moes die minimum verhoging 3,8% beloop het. En dis heel wat hoër as die 2,9% wat toegeken is. Musa Mabesa is op die lijn, hoof van die staatse pensioenfonds. Musa, thank you so much for your time. This seems to be a strange situation regarding different interpretations of a formula. What are your views on this?
Good evening, Rick, and good evening to your listeners. It's unfortunate that there is a different interpretation of the determination of the year-on-year inflation as envisaged in our rules of the fund as well as our pension increase policy. And if you interpret what year-on-year means or year-on-year inflation means, that would be the actual change in the CPI as at the end of November for the preceding year, instead of using an average CPI calculation of the various months from December of the previous year to November of the year that you're using to determine the year-on-year inflation number.
So you believe it's the year-on-year inflation for November, but I'm looking here at the fund rules, and section 23.2.1 states a basic increase at a rate of at least 75% of the average percentage increase in the consumer price index over a period of 12 months. 1 December to November, and on the website it also states that according to the fund's rules, the annual pension increase paid to our pensioners must be at least 75% of the average increase in consumer inflation during the previous year. That indicates that it may be the average for the year and not only the month-on-month inflation rate.
I think the operative word there is the average increase, not the average inflation rate. It's the average increase in CPI over a 12-month period, not necessarily the average inflation every month for the 12 months. It's the average increase, and that is that's where we then clarify that the change in CPI, which is the average increase in inflation over the 12-month period. That could be the source of the confusion in the interpretation, is that average increase part of the definition.
Average increase in consumer inflation during the previous year.
Not the average increase, not the average inflation month on month from December to November. So the average percentage increase in the CPI over a 12-month period, not month to month.
Have you had an official complaint or objection to the 2.9% increase that was awarded due to this seemingly different interpretation of the formula?
Well, I'll qualify to say the different interpretation would be coming from a couple of pensioners who've questioned the application of or the determination of the year-on-year inflation, and we've clarified it the same way I've just clarified to you on how this is calculated and has always been calculated. If there were to be a change in the determination of the inflation number or the interpretation, we would then need to look at the consistency thereof. Over the years, this is how we've determined pension increases, and to the extent that in some years this number was favorable, then we would also need to look into that if what is being called to question is the interpretation. And because of the unfortunate circumstance this year that the number appears low, then it necessitates a relook at the determination of the year-on-year figure.
But have you had an official complaint, and is there a complaints process that could kick in just to have a look at this again? And I appreciate that, you know, if it's consistently applied over the past, you know, since this inception of the fund, it is a bit of an anomaly. But is there a process for this to be checked in some shape or form?
It has been checked. So following the number of inquiries and complaints that we've received from some pensioners, we have clarified the position. This has been taken through our governance structures all the way to the board. And the board is confident that the determination of this year-on-year figure is correct. And if there is any need to review this, it would be through the normal legislative changes to the GEP law and the rules. But there is no understanding from our end that this number or our interpretation is incorrect.
The JSE rose by over 9% last year, and the long-term average return of the fund is around 7%. You know, a 2.9% increase is relatively low if you compare it to that performance. What role does the investment performance of the fund play when the fund's trustees need to decide upon an increase?
So pension increase, as you've correctly alluded to, which is the Rule 23, we apply the Rule 23 in determining pension increases because we also have to think about the sustainability of the fund. So over a period of time, the board will review the pension performance, the return of our investment, but the determination of our pension increase is on the year-on-year inflation number as at November, and that does not necessarily take into account how the fund has performed. Where the performance of the fund will matter, you quoted Rule 23, but not in its entirety. The minimum pension increase is 75% of the year-on-year number as at November, inflation number as at November of the preceding year. Where the board feels that the fund has done well and it can accommodate to cover 100% of the year-on-year inflation number, it will grant such increases. And if you look historically over the last 10, 11 years, the fund has managed to grant increases of 100% of the inflation number, save for 2 years ago where just slightly below 90% was granted, but the following year, the board granted more than 100% to make up for the previous year when it was not affordable to grant 100%. So the minimum required in terms of the law is 75% of the year-on-year number. However, the board has been striving to pay 100% of the year on year inflation number, and has done so consistently, barring the 2 years where there was below and above to make up for it.
Musa, thank you so much for your time. Dit was Musa Mabeza, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van die Staatse Pensioenfonds.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.